I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Portions of Peru remain underwater due to seasonal flooding. In central jungle, floods destroyed over 100 homes and left 500 people without shelter. Juan Carlos Palacios says 48 families helped by Compassion International are among those in need. Seasonal flooding hurts impoverished families most. One in five Peruvians live on just over $100 a month.
But sadly, because of the lack of economical resources, these families don't have the possibility to prevent these problems during the rainy season or to rebuild their houses really fast.
Local churches regularly partner with Compassion to help families in Jesus' name. This teamwork comes in handy when disaster strikes. If you'd like to help, connect with Compassion International at missionnews.org. And you'll occasionally hear people in the U.S. equate Muslims with terrorism. It's a common stereotype in the wake of 2001's World Trade Center attacks. Our sister ministry, PrayerCast, wants Christians to view Muslims in a different light. Enter the Love Muslims campaign, PrayerCast director Chris Ruge.
The reality is that God's bringing them to us. And there are cities and towns across America where God has brought Muslim refugees from very hard places so that they would have an opportunity to hear about Jesus Christ, because the reality is they did not have that opportunity where they were.
Ask God to create opportunities in your life to pray for and interact with local Muslims. Learn more about the Love Muslims movement at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here on social media. Also find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR 360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.